I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Analysts say Sudan could be on the verge of state collapse as fighting rages in Khartoum and other parts of the country. Over 740,000 refugees have now fled Sudan. Vaughn Woodward is Mission Aviation Fellowship's Director of Global Disaster Response.
With the fighting still continuing and people still continuing to cross the borders, we're calling it a slow burn. It's continuous and it's slowly ramping up. And there is concern that it could turn into a larger humanitarian crisis than what it is already.
MAF pilots in South Sudan are flying emergency aid to camps for refugees from Sudan, compelled by Christ's compassion.
We help to meet the needs of people, because once people have their physical needs met, they may be in a position then to have their spiritual needs attended to.
Please join them in prayer for peace in Sudan. And Indian Prime Minister Modi's government faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament over the violence in Manipur. Amidst the ongoing violence against Manipur's tribal Christians, Regan Miller with Mission India says God is moving. One tribal woman named Hiti was not a Christian before the violence broke out.
She ended up going to a relief camp during all of the chaos with her kids, and they received one of our relief kits that listeners like you guys provided. And after she received that relief kit, which had just the basic needs covered for them, like clothes and food, cooking oil, they just really felt Jesus' love coming around them. And through all of that, Hiti ended up receiving Christ as her Savior.
You can sponsor Manipur Relief Kits with Mission India at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.